Hey, everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 15, Deserwood 5. And we just finished recording our Yellow Jackets chat about this season of Yellow Jackets, Season 2. And we are talking about it briefly and posting those videos on our Patreon page. How could you find out about that? Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, and then you can click on over there and sign up at any level. If you're $5 and up, you get access to the video. But we'll take it, anything you want to give us. Thank you very much. We have brand new Patreons this week. We have Cynthia Hathaway, who joined up. So thank you, Cynthia. And last week, we had a new Patreon member that came on, I think, after the show, Kevin Jackson. And then right after, we got Jim Fortner. So thank you, Jim, for Radio Labyrinth Patreon producer. Which means you are both entitled to drawings and, you know, doodles. You get a printout of one I've already done. And I believe, Dustin, I sent you a bunch of them. If you can kind of, like, do a little slideshow while we're talking or something, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Fun to do. Yeah, no problem.
I think, and didn't Tim Allen increase his Patreonage?
I didn't see it in there.
I think everybody was just like, Jeff went on there and panhandled for us.
Yeah, you should do that every week. I didn't see anything. Patreon is weird. Sometimes I get notifications and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't get any notifications and I'll go to the page and see that people have canceled. And then I'm like, oh, what did we do wrong? And I hate myself. And then I cut my inner thigh with a piercing.
don't cut.
I just a little bit.
Use the dark saber next time.
Just to bleed a little bit. Anyway, so thank you to Jim. Thank you, Cynthia. And thank you, Kevin. And in fact, I just completed and I have to go pick it up at the store. By the time hear or see this, I will have done that. But I did Clint Eastwood for Roby out in Texas. So I'll be sending that to him in the mail.
Nice.
And thank you to our producers, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby, Tim Slayton, Mike D. And Matt Carter. Thank you guys very much. So listen, if you're a producer and you sign up, you get a printout of a doodle. I'll even do a custom if it's easy. I mean, even if it's not easy, but you know, I'll do my best. And you get some stickers and the weekly shout out. So stickers on the way to our new Patreons. By the way, if you have signed up, I've written you. And if you haven't gotten an email yet through Patreon, just make sure you reach out to me somehow so I can get that to you. I need your addresses. If you follow this show on YouTube, make sure, or you're watching it on YouTube, please like and subscribe, share with your friends, tell a friend, and, you know, like, subscribe, comment, anything you'd like to put in there. And also, you can follow all of our socials that Dustin's posting here, and you can get in the show notes if you're listening. That way, we don't have to read them all. Let's see. What else?
Go on other podcast videos and talk about Radio Labyrinth being so much better than this podcast.
Start a beef.
Yeah. Go to Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
that'll help.
Go on Two Bears, One Cave.
But these dicks. Two Bears, One Cave. Don't do that. All right, RadioLabyrinth.com is up. You can check that out. Jeff has been working on that. We'll eventually have that done. But I guess the running joke is probably we never will, but that's okay because I don't work on it.
I don't know how to do websites very well.
Yeah, I don't either. Let's see. We got a couple of plugs. Jeff, do you want to talk about Huntsville Expo real quick? Just because,
yeah, the panel stuff has been released. So you know when all the panels are going to be if you're planning on heading over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo op stuff I think has been released. If there's somebody you want to get a photo with, you can see what time they're doing their photos. I know there's going to be a cool Clerks panel on Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Well, who will be that?
Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson and Ming.
Nice.
And maybe a couple other people. I'm not sure.
Cool. And if you want to find out there, where do you go?
It's hsvexpo.com.
Hsvexpo.com. Awesome. What's the latest on Night Patrol? I see that... you reached out to Jackie Kong, and you get the feeling that she's not too interested in...
I mean, she's really super into her comic book right now, and I guess it's doing really well. It's sold out at a bunch of places. The West Coast distributor is completely out of them.
It's called Spend the Night, and here it is, video. You can see it. Can you guys see it?
And apparently, it's a really cool concept. Like, there's hidden QR codes throughout the book. that you scan with your phone and it plays music.
Yeah.
So it was like a soundtrack to the comic book.
Oh, that's cool. Kong Comics is the name of it. And I picked it up the other day at the comic book shop. Jeff had reserved it. So if this is sold out already, then I bet you it's probably worth money. The artistry looks good. And I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to, because hopefully we could talk to her. But maybe she'll talk a little bit about.
Yeah, that's why I think we rope her in with the comic book talk and then talk a little bit about Night Patrol with her.
Well, we'll make sure she has a heads up so she's not like, fuck.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, just maybe a couple of questions on the end of the interview.
Yes, I also picked up Planet of the Apes, number one. A dork. I love it.
And you got Last Comic on the Left, didn't you?
Yeah, Last Comic on the Left, volume number one, summer 22. And I just haven't had time to read them. I've finally got rid of all the pussies.
Oh, you did? You took them for adoption?
Yeah, I came home Monday. After
Carport work. Cat, too?
Huh?
Carport Cat, also?
Carport Cat, most especially. When I called the place, and the guy goes, hang on a minute, I'm going to ask my supervisor this question.
He's the guy from Family Guy?
Sorry, them shoe spray fumes made me all goofy in my head.
No, when that guy...
hang on. It was Pumper.
I'm going to ask my supervisor. We can take that adult, that mama, and you can bring them both together in the same box. That way they're not separated. So I took OJ and Cece together and dropped them off. And then the next day, I went to their website, to their adoption page, and saw both of them on there. And I was like, oh. But also, I don't have Meowing. I don't have Tomcats. There were a bunch of Tomcats from our neighborhood. The same three, by the way, which banged her before and got her knocked up because one was orange, one was gray. And one was that Maine Coon, the long hair, and all the kittens look like them. So.
It'd be nice if they could, somebody would TNR those three toms and get them all neutered.
Well, one of them is owned by someone down the street and it isn't fixed. So he's
just, too bad for them.
Yes.
TNR them and fix them anyway and then get them back.
Well, two of them live behind the house next to me in the woods. And I could hear her like, I didn't want to let her out. I was going to get her fixed, right? And then once the kittens were weaned, she went immediately into heat, and you would hear raw, raw, all downstairs, and then you hear the cats outside. So I said, well, I'm going to let her out. And the minute I let her out, within a day, I heard her getting rutted out in the wild. I'm like, oh. So it's better for them that she gets fixed, they get adopted, and they have a family that doesn't have two dogs and a toddler running around.
Yeah.
And the last thing I was hoping that he wouldn't be fishing through the cat box, trying to dig the poop out.
He called the shit poop.
No, yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I went to this daycare, and this was like 1977, maybe. I think so, 77 probably. I went to this daycare, and they had a sandbox because it was the summer, and we were out playing in the sandbox, and I'd always fish around in the sandbox, and I'm like, what's this? And it was this soft stuff that was in the sandbox, and I had mold at my goal. And I didn't know. I just remember the feeling.
Litter critters.
Ever since he was a little kid and he got caught saving treats from the kitty litter box.
I know they were. They were litter critters, but I didn't know that at the time. And we were like playing with it, and then I found out it was poop. And, whatever. I just remember you know how you can remember like one thing and then like maybe a second before and a second after? That's all I remember. But I remember fishing through the sand and so thank you.
The day before, I went to Tim's daycare and took a shit in the sandbox.
No, but that would have filled the whole thing. So goodbye to cats. Steph, how's your health better?
It's much better. I almost pissed myself to death last week. I didn't know that was possible, but you can. And I couldn't stop peeing to the point where I was dehydrated, and I ended up in the hospital. And turns out, after a fun night at Northside Gwinnett, which is an absolute travesty, I can't believe, I work in the healthcare industry. I didn't realize it was this bad. It's pretty bad. It's real bad.
Yeah, they fired all the people that wouldn't get vaccinated, and... and with fucking idiots.
It's really bad. Yeah. So, I mean, the ER doctor that night, he was like, I really feel like you should stay overnight. I'm concerned. We've run all these tests on you. We've done all this crap. I mean, they're saying that this is a UTI, but there's just no way because of the volumes of urine and you just can't stop going pee. I mean, almost passed out and all this other shit. And then next morning, you know, after a night of being hooked up to an IV, shuffling back and forth with this stupid IV, all I did was go to the bathroom and lay down for 10 minutes. Go to the bathroom.
You had to get up and walk with the thing?
Oh, yeah. I had to get up and just go back.
Any diapers?
No. No. And then meanwhile, the nurse would come in and I'm like, what is happening to me? I'm like, this cannot be this because I can't. I mean, I couldn't think about anything but peeing. That's it. Like, I couldn't focus on anything. It was awful. So the next morning, the doctor and the PA come in and he was like, well, I mean, it's a UTI. That's what it is. I mean, we've done all these tests and it'll just take a couple of days for it to pass. And they gave you Rocephin. I mean, that kills meningitis. Actually, they were just being kind by keeping you overnight. I almost came out of that bed like a hurricane. And I was like, kind? And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? You think I wanted to stay in this piece of shit and pay this deductible? I wanted to go home last night. The doctor kept telling me I should stay because he was concerned. So anyway, I had such a fit. The PA, she said, we'll give you a referral to a urologist so you can get in as soon as possible. And the doctor the night before, he's like, this is all a game. Really, you probably need to see a urologist because I don't think this is a UTI. None of the shit lines up. But you have to stay here, really, in order to get into a urologist quickly. Otherwise, it'll take weeks to get in. And I'm like, there's no way I won't survive because anything I drink, I urinate out immediately. Go to the urologist the next day and he's like, you have, I'm almost positive, interstitial cystitis, which is some pissing disease.
I have that.
So it's like IBS for your bladder.
Oh.
But he gave me this medicine and within 30 minutes, I was like 60% better. And here it is a week later. I take this pill in the morning, I take another pill at night, and I'm fine. But now
no pissing at all anymore, ever.
No, for the rest of it just life. All backs up and comes out of my ears.
You just sweat it out every day.
You have to take it forever?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's like once you get this whatever disease, that you have it forever. So I had what they call a flare-up, and they don't know what causes it, and they don't know why people get it. But I no longer can have spicy food at all, which you all know is my life's blood.
Oh, no.
No spicy food, no chocolate, no tomatoes, nothing acidic is what I'm supposed to have. And they did say this no coffee thing. And after 9 days of having possum eyes all day long, I found this stuff called Pre-Relief that's for people that have this condition. If you take two of these tablets, you can drink a cup of low-acid coffee. Just like one. Okay. So I finally got my shit today and I had my cup of coffee this evening when I got home and it was like pure heaven. It was such what I would have considered a week ago, a weak cup of piss, really.
This week on Gen X Hospital. Right, Gen X, you're getting old. These things are going to happen to you.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. You're going to be your parents or even worse, your grandparents. And it's not that long from now.
Let me tell you something. When I sat in that urology office looking around at all these poor old sad fuckers and they're all hooked up to this and they've got pee bag. I mean, these people are really jacked up. And like all I could think about was, let me hold on to this pillow and maybe and you're just clenching and shaking because you got to pee again in like 8 minutes. I mean, I went in a day's time, probably over 30 sometimes.
Holy shit.
That's all I did.
Sleep in the bathtub.
It was awful. I mean, it was like that morning that I ended up in the hospital, I was taking a shower and all of a sudden I was like, oh God. And I had to lay down in the shower and then I had to like climb. Neil had went to work. He was like, I don't think I should go. I was like, no, I'm fine. So then I had to climb out onto like a rug and I'm just laying there. The dogs are all licking my face.
Oh.
And then I was like, get up, bitch. That one guy, he cut his own arm off. Get your ass up. And I forced myself to get up. And then I called the nurse at my job and she was like, you're dehydrated. You got to get your ass and get some fluids. And sure shit, they said my ketones were as high as they could be. I was as dehydrated as you possibly could be by the time I got there.
Between Tim's hand and your bladder, I'm now going to go ahead and order the life alert thing because it's bound to happen sooner or later.
Bro, I've fallen and I can't get up, even though I don't care because I'm Gen X and it doesn't matter anything. But
dude,
then somebody.
Dude,
I'm going to plead that my condition at least could happen to anybody. You don't have to be old to get this crap. And it's so
obvious. Yeah, but you have to be old to talk about it.
I mean, yeah, probably if I was 25, I would be too embarrassed to talk about it. But yeah, this age, rat's ass.
The only people you would talk to about it at that age would be your parents or specifically your grandparents. Yeah. People sit around the table, well, so-and-so died, so-and-so had gout, so-and-so's tit fell off, so-and-so stubbed her toe. And I find myself in that now, like, oh, God.
Mangled.
Yeah, well, we're old.
But a good friend of mine
had a heart attack a week ago.
Yeah, how's Nick doing?
He's doing great. He's recuperating at home. You know, he'll be back at work. You know, I mean, that day he was like, "Ah, my back hurts." You know, I got a little bit of a GERD. You know, and he had a scheduled doctor's appointment. They immediately took him to the hospital and put a stent in. They didn't have to do surgery, and you know, he said he felt better immediately. And
so this was a mild heart attack.
Well, no, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
He had a blockage. It was almost 90-something percent.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What'd they do, a bypass?
No, they didn't do bypass. They just put a stent in. I got it quickly enough where they just put the stent in. You know, arm and you're done.
Yeah. It goes through your armpit into the artery. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just starts flowing again and you don't have that problem. So I'm so happy for him. You know, I've known him.
That is good.
Some years, you know, great guy.
He is a great guy. I know my friend's husband some years ago, he was not feeling good one day. And then he went into the primary care and was like, something's not right. They get his ass in there. He ended up having to have a quintuple bypass. All five ventricles.
Oh,
completely. Wow. Yes. Yeah. I mean, he was about to have a straight up widowmaker. You're done for.
And thus ends this week's episode of Gen X Hospital. Let's move on to something that has nothing to do with gastrointestinal distress, heart or bladder, urinary, arm breaking, hand function stuff. I was going to read the AP&G commercial right here, but you know, right after the pee talk, they do have a good bathroom there though.
Atlanta PP.
Well, it's safe now that they've, you know, put the cement in the drywall so you can't use the hole.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad he cut that hole off.
But, Dustin, you can put the Lindsey Graham one back in there because he made a little clip of that, Mike did, and at Atlanta Pizza in Euro, and he's running it in this store. I love that. That's cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Dustin made it for him, and he looped it. And he put it on his socials, so I think that's cool. So we'll run that one again, and then we'll think of something for next week. So you can put it right here.
Hi, this is Senator Lindsey Graham. I want to tell you about who brought... Hey, thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, our longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, which is my favorite pop culture podcast. When I'm not busy trying to take all your money and give it away to another country or sell arms, I'm going there to eat pizza. So thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Please join AP&G for their weekly Tuesday night. Anyway, hi, it's Sean Hannity here. I don't like that guy either. Listen. Go to Atlanta Pizza and Giro for their weekly Tuesday night team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Anyway, now heading into spring with all 16 draft beer taps available and over 40 other beers to choose from in bottles and cans. And if you want to smoke, you got to go outside. Don't stand in front of the door. People are bringing their kids there. Anyway, with a strong focus on local and Georgia and Southeastern craft breweries, serving the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place. Anyway, with a come-as-you-are, family-friendly atmosphere. Dine in and take out available, and you will never run into Lindsey Graham there, so you don't have to worry about looking at that freak while you're trying to eat your pizza. Limited delivery is also available via Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and Patriot Food Delivery Company, which is the one I use because I'm a patriot. And anyway, if you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Gyro by calling... Anyway,
Giro. How do you say it?
It's. I think it's Euro.
I can't really
pronounce that.
That's a hard G.
Silent.
I don't know how to do a silent G. I can only do the hard or soft G, like Lindsay. Anyway, 770-483-6228 is the phone number. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9. Saturday closed from 12 to... I mean, open from 12... Anyway, Saturday, 12 to 9. Sunday, they are closed. So, you'll have to eat it off your radiator if you leave it out the night before, which is how everybody did it in college. I suggest you put it in the refrigerator because it tastes better that way. You can heat it up in your oven. Anyway, did you hear about New York State? They're going to ban gas ovens. What's wrong with...
We're not going to do that.
All right, everybody go eat at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. You know, one of our other sponsors has a really good idea for something to do with Mike, and I'm trying to think about it because I don't want to go to his restaurant. I want to be able for him to showcase. I mean, I like going there, but I want Mike to be able to showcase the food truck, and I want to kind of tie it into a pop culture event where we can all get together, but there has to be a place that would allow the food truck. So we need to find a place because, you know, LDI, they have a really good idea. And we'll talk about that at some other time. Let's talk about the biggest news in the pop culture world, which came down last week, right? Or was it Monday? No, it was last Friday, wasn't it?
It was over the last weekend, yeah.
Yeah. And I just know that there's a bunch of new Star Wars crap coming out. Everybody watched The Mandalorian that watches it?
This new one today?
No. Yes. Okay.
Never watched today's, no.
Okay. I won't ruin it for you. It's all about the Amy Sedaris' character. She loses her tampon and the droids have to find it. And it's just really, you know, those little droids, those little helper droids that look like bells. So the whole episode is her looking for her tampon at the very end. Bo-Katan shows up and she had stolen them and gave them back. So she got the dark tampon.
The dark tampon.
Do you not sometimes I call her Boca Raton?
I do. And Boca Raton. I call her Star Boca.
I still call her Starbuck, yeah.
Yeah, Star Boca. You know what's weird is she's so wooden in that role and I don't think she needs to be. And she's good.
That's why they keep telling her to smile all the time.
Oh, really? Because she's so wooden?
Yeah.
And how about that breastplate? You know, her boobs aren't that big. Breastplate.
Yeah, I remember this.
It's supportive. It makes them look more supple and symmetrical.
Cross your Mandalorian bra.
You know, he wants a Mandalorian with lopsided boobs on their armor.
Oh.
I feel like she should be smiling all the time, though. That's not, to me, indicative of a Mando type of...
Yeah.
Attitude. They're not smiley, happy, shiny people.
She has rings too.
She's got all of her stuff back. I mean, she's getting people back and her ships and her sword, and she should put a smile on.
Yeah, but aren't they just stoic people?
Who knows? There's so many different factions.
Yeah, some of them are.
Some of them are dicks. Some of them became members of the Empire before the planet was, you know, blown up. I watched this video, so I know all the stuff so I don't have to go back and watch 1,000 hours of cartoons. Even though I imagine they're good. I especially the seasons of Rebels that I watched was good. They were good.
Yeah.
I like that. What's that guy's name with the ears? The purple guy. They had him in the episode last week or 2 weeks
ago. Oh, Rez.
They need to have him back. Have him. He's cool. I don't really care. Okay, so anyway, I don't really know a lot about it. Between the three of you, who knows the most about it? Dustin, you probably dove into it a little bit, right? So what's coming down the pike from Star Wars?
Well, like you said, they had the Star Wars Celebration 2023. They have it every year. Last year they had it in L.A. This year they had it in London. And it's kind of like their D23 event where they, you know, but this one's specifically for Star Wars. So it's
okay.
Everything that's going to happen, you know, coming up. This year it was looking at the past, the present, and the future of the Star Wars universe. So that's how they kind of, that was their theme. Plus, this is the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi this year, which made me want to throw up because I didn't realize it's 40 years already.
Yeah.
So they had a little, you know, had a celebration for that. And Hamill wasn't there. This is the first event that he's not been at in the last probably 10 years.
He was at Gen Con. It's all about Jim the vampire.
That's well, I think that he's kind of backing off.
Yeah, he shit all over the. I mean, they didn't talk about it a lot, but if you can see interviews where he's like, "I don't know what's going on. I don't. That is kind of weird, but I don't care. You just get the money."
Well, as far as what they announced, the biggest announcement, I guess, was the unveiling of the plans for three upcoming feature films. The films are going to explore, like I said, the past, the present, and the future of the Star Wars galaxy. One of the films will tie into the New Republic era that Dave Filoni is doing right now with Mandalorian. So like I was mentioning, I think last episode or the one before, they are going to make a movie kind of like the Avengers, where all of these series that are on Disney Plus right now are going to come together like a Endgame. And that's going to be Filoni's actual first movie that he's ever done. He's done all these, you know, Mandalorian and everything, but he's never done a movie himself. So that's going to be his big thing.
So this is all taking place in a lead right up to the first of the sequel movies then, right?
Yeah. It's bridging the gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens.
People thought they were going to retcon all that shit, you know, but they're sticking to it. And if you watch this episode of The Mandalorian, really looks like, oh, okay.
makes more sense where they're going.
Well, yeah, considering the people who show up, and that's all.
They're like recanonizing some of the stuff that they decanonized, and like the first episode of Radio Labyrinth, we talked about it. That was where the whole keep it canon thing came from.
Right.
We were talking about someone that they had decanonized.
Mm-hmm. Now they're bringing them back into canon.
And now they're coming back, yeah.
Yep.
So that's one movie, and it's they haven't set a name for it yet, but with any of these movies so far, they're just kind of giving us the ideas for them.
Yeah.
Cash grab.
Yeah.
Well, that one I'm interested in seeing, just because the accumulation of all of this stuff. Yeah, this stuff, you know, it's actually seems exciting. The next one, James Mangold. The guy who just done the new Indiana Jones movie, you know, he's huge in Hollywood for coming in and actually being successful with a lot of stuff that he takes over as far as existing properties.
Right.
So he's getting one, and it's going to be based 25,000 years before any of the things in Star Wars. So this is going to be the origin of the Jedi, the Force, the Sith. Everything and how it started. So this will kind of give a, you know, the left side bookend to this whole Star Wars universe. And because they're making it now, it is going to be standalone. So it's not going to affect anything as far as story, but it creates canon that they can use throughout the new stuff.
But it'll probably be like a real movie because he's done a lot of really good movies like Copland, Identity, Ford versus Ferrari. And he did Logan, the Wolverine.
Yeah, that was his huge pop culture. You know, that was what got him this role or this, you know, this job.
That's the best X-Men movie.
Yeah, Logan is great. So this will probably be good.
Yeah.
And then the third film. The third film is by, it's going to be directed by Sharman Obaid Chinoy. I think that's how you say it. Now, that's the director who directed the recent Miss Marvel series on.
Oh, excited!
But this is going to take place 15 years after The Rise of Skywalker, and it's going to bring. They're bringing back Daisy Ridley. She was there. You know, she came on stage, and you know the crowd loved it. And you know, so it seems like a lot of these characters that kind of got shit on in the prequels or even in the later series, they're trying to get giving them a second chance and trying to, you know, give them some dignity back, because she said she would never come back, but obviously that
Disney dropped a bucket of money on her
but the storyline's going to be she returns 15 years later to start a new Jedi temple and create a new Jedi order going forward from all this. And it looks like that makes sense if you remember that Ahsoka, she was building the new Jedi temple for Grogu, that's probably going to be the planet where they have the new new Jedi temple for Daisy.
Sounds great.
Well, I mean, the good part is they're the three films that are not connected with each other. So if they release one and it does shit, they can just leave it. But if one does excellent, they can then build on that one. Right. So I guess it, you know, pick your poison. Would you rather, you know, if that 25,000 years ago, Dawn of the Jedi, if that one does well, I mean, they could have a whole trilogy there and it not affect anything.
Right.
Hopefully it's just not the Daisy Ridley one that does wonderful and then they decide to do another trilogy after the fact. But I think they're staying away from the trilogies. I think they're just going to try to do like Marvel does, put out individual things and then have some kind of strategy that you can link them together if you need to, or if you need to let them just go, you can let them fall by the wayside. But
first two sound very interesting to me. I have no interest in the third one.
I think they're trying to make Filoni into like the Kevin Feige of the
they are.
Star Wars universe.
I think Favreau is, if you notice, they didn't give him anything in this new presentation. And he's Mr. Golden Boy for Mandalorian and kind of keeping Star Wars alive after all that with Mandalorian. And this guy's theory that Jeff had sent me a video for was that all he's doing is he's contracted now to get Filoni to train him on how to make a movie so that once he gets to the point where he's contracted to finish these series, once he's done with that and Filoni can just make his movie, and then Favreau's out.
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything anymore because Kathleen Kennedy and him, that's, you know, she's trying to flex her nuts. And
yeah,
say what you will about her, but I think it was her influence that made the first season and second season of Mando really good.
Her ideas.
She had no creative input, which is why they were good.
Well, she's the one that was able to have them do the like Luke coming back in and approving all that and making that a reality as opposed to just a wishful thought on Filoni's part. So I mean, yeah, she opened doors for them, but she's still gatekeeping. I mean, she's opening those doors, but
you don't have enough strong women in this episode. You don't have enough strong women. You need a strong woman Sith.
I thought she got kicked out of the Star Wars or got taken off of it.
No, she got taken off the things that she wanted to create. Like there was supposed to be a Rogue Squadron movie that was coming out and she was producing it and some other lady was directing. And they, you know, they had no forward momentum on that in 6 months. So they pulled it. So once they pulled all the things that she had a direct hand in, now she's just kind of lording over everything else since she's not focused on producing one herself.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we talked about that before. We got it all wrong and then we came back and corrected it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. When does the Ahsoka show start?
It starts in August.
Yeah. And now with another announcement, right? That'll probably be good.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that it's been coming, yeah, but as far as when it's going to be out will be August. And, I mean, they're not really the next movie of those three that will be out first will probably be the one with Daisy Ridley because that's scheduled on the slate for December of 2025. Mm-hmm. And with the amount of time, you know, it usually takes 3 years. We're in between the original Star Wars for them to write it, produce it, and post-production. So having the second trilogy, they tried to do the two-year plan where every 2 years you had either a new film or a new side film. And that shit just don't work. It's just not enough time to polish them like a Star Wars film should. And it gave too much control to the individual directors. And so that's why that last trilogy we had was so scatterbrained because you had basically three people with three ideas making three movies and they were all supposed to gel. But
why can't Han be a Force ghost? When I come back, I'd like to help Rey rebuild the Jedi shit.
I want to see, like, maybe instead of Kathleen Kennedy, maybe we get Catherine Bigelow and then do like a Hurt Vader, you know, where he's like it's some psychological
damage.
Yeah, he's like trying to.
Jeremy Renner's basically that movie when he can walk.
He's trying to keep these droids from exploding, and it's just like it's very intense.
The one series they have coming out besides Ahsoka, they also talked about the Acolyte, martial arts film with the Force, and it's focuses mostly on the dark side, so you get to see all these dark side characters. And they just announced that they're adding Carrie Ann Moss is going to be one of the mains in that, and Lee Jung Jo, the guy from Squid Game, the main character. This is his like Star Wars.
That'll be neat.
If they had a series just called The Dark Side, like if that was just the series and it was only the villains.
That's what this is. Part. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, that sounds interesting. I'd be into that.
Does Lucas get a little tough? Does he get to wet his beak in this stuff?
No, not anymore.
Oh wow.
Mm-mm. I don't mean 5 billion. That was in. The, it was in. The, it was written in the 5 billion.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. That's all you get, bro. Take your $5 bill.
Thank you, Dustin. I can't wait for certainly to watch the prequel one. I will watch that, but.
But what are you watching?
What are you watching there?
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
What are you watching?
Even more important than Star Wars, Jeff watched Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies, which I guess is canon now. And are there Sith in this? Or is
there?
Okay. What is this about?
It's had a couple of years before the original Grease movie.
I see Rizzo's a little kid, right?
Yeah, Rizzo's like a freshman.
Yeah.
And he's Frenchy. Frenchie is in it, and also a freshman.
So the actress who plays her is only 30 in this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a teenager.
Do they smoke? Is there smoking in this show?
I think so. I didn't notice for sure.
What happened to all the people of color who were at this school before Grease?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
transposed and all that.
It's cast with a very modern sensibility.
I understand, but you also understand that in Grease, it was a
as
white.
This is a retcon.
Uh huh. Did they sing "It's a Real Penis Wagon"?
Yeah.
You forget about Cha Cha.
Cha Cha. She was
the Hispanic white. Community was represented in the original Grease.
Yeah, meathead, you Puerto Ricans, white dipped in caramel,
I assumed this would be just a bunch of girls being whores all through high school. Yeah, because how the hell did they get their reputation?
Yeah.
And it is kind of some of that. The main character girl, the whole thing is about her getting her reputation ruined.
Yes.
How many songs are in every episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to stand it because there's maybe 5 songs in each episode.
Each episode?
It's a half hour or an hour?
No, it's an hour.
Okay.
Talk about cutting yourself. I would
cut on every 10 minutes. That's pretty bad.
Is it auto-tuned?
No, but the songs aren't as catchy as Grease songs.
Of course
they're Grease 2 songs.
Those are Broadway songs. Well, except Grease 2 isn't, but Grease 2 kept the format. Well, you'll have to give us an update every week. You'll let us know when Rizzo gets her cherry popped. Or maybe did.
Did any of you guys try watching that show Beef on Netflix?
I have.
No, I meant to start that, but I haven't watched it yet.
I binged all of it.
Oh, did you?
In like a day. I couldn't stop watching it.
On Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched the first one. It's good. I
mean, and that's just like, the end of it, what happens, and it just sets the whole, it's so crazy. It's so freaking crazy and dark, and I have such a new respect for, which I already thought, Steven Yeun, I already thought he was pretty good from Invincible. I never thought he was like a great actor from Walking Dead. I mean, because that show just does not really showcase good acting, honestly. He is phenomenal in this. And Ali Wong, I'm not like a huge fan of her stand-up, but she's incredible in this show. Yeah. All the acting and the fact that they don't really, none of it is about being Asian American. They just happen to be. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. They just wrote the show and they're Asian Americans and blam. And they're all very complicated. Every character's got some kind of weird crap going on. So I highly recommend Beef. I loved it.
Does Steven, what's his name? Steven what?
Yeah. Yon? Is it Yon?
Yeah. Yon. Does he get poop all over everything?
He does not. He does not. But you, his character is, it's really a great character.
It's, there's the dark stuff like sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like you don't realize, like it took me a second to realize why he kept returning those heaters.
Hibachi grills.
Yeah. That was, and then when you realize, you're like, oh shit.
But just as it unfolds and you find out more and more about their past and why they are, I mean, it's just like.
And how they lost the hotel. And
yeah. These are two people. One is poor. One is rich. Both Korean Americans, basically second generation, who meet on a day where they are both coming apart. They are both unraveling. And then they have a huge road rage incident. And that just sets the tone for the rest of the show.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'll give it a shot. I did watch another show that you recommended. I watched the first two episodes of Royal Crackers. And the second one, I actually got tears in my eye.
The second one was good. The fourth one, we watched the fourth one the other night, and I thought I was going to fucking die. I mean, I was laughing so hard, I thought I was going to throw up.
Well, it wasn't from laughter that made me tear up a little bit. I think it was Gilbert Gottfried's last work.
Yeah.
Wasn't he good in that though?
Fantastic. He was.
What you're talking about, the sand? Whenever this,
yeah,
quicksand. That's what got to you.
A year ago today, wasn't it?
It was a year ago today. Yeah.
Yeah, and just to hear him doing a character, and it was a funny character. He's probably like, I don't know, some piece of shit. They hype. I'll do it. But that show is funny, and it's well written. Some of the jokes don't land, but most of them do, and. Yeah. It's a cool premise. Like the guy, what's the name of his band? Taint.
Yeah. Andrew Santino, he plays that character as the middle-aged new metal band that didn't really go anywhere.
Right.
But they, that's actually my staff pick this week. I'll just go ahead and say it is that Royal Crackers. It was so, when you get to episode 4 and his friend shows up, the Taint guy, and it's basically that character from Limp Bizkit, the one with the white face and the black eyeballs.
Yep. That is so cool.
Oh my God.
Hey, before we move on, I want to say get well soon to our friend Mark Schwenkel, who is recovering from his surgery. He still has a good sense of humor if you're following him on social media. Of course, Mark is from I Am Shauna Ray, which hopefully will get itself a third season on TLC. But he also does the really funny Sly videos for us, Sly talking actually. And last week's was good, I thought, didn't you?
Yeah,
really good.
And hopefully he'll come on next week. He wasn't feeling so hot this week, but we can catch up with him and see how he's doing. You can follow him on social media at On This Day Cartoons on Instagram. You can always look for hashtag Mark Schrankel, Schrankel. And you know, the awesome puppets of Who Buddies, which is WHOBUDDIEZ
.com.
And some pretty damn funny stuff there with the Sly puppet. And I can't wait to see more. So
they're doing that live show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The brokerage at Belmore.
Yeah, we have links to it. You can find it in our show notes and I guess in the video as well, too. So, thanks again. And if you follow him and, you know, right now, wish him speedy recovery. And if you don't follow him now, go ahead and follow him because On This Day cartoons are pretty funny and very well done. And I have an original right here, which you can't see, but I've shown you this before. And if you want to see it, just go to the YouTube channel and watch the video. And while we're talking about sponsors, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Views.
Or.
Snooze.
News. Yeah, last week was Beef, which we talked about already, and Rise of the Pink Ladies, which I'm the only one that watched it. And Jury Duty. Did anybody watch that yet?
Mm-mm.
On Freevee. It's
Oh, you were telling
me. Supposed to be very funny. I'm seeing a bunch of clips on TikTok, so I think people are liking it. James Marsden is in it as playing himself.
Yeah, you were telling us.
And everybody's an actor but one person, and that one person thinks they're really on Jury Duty.
Wouldn't he know that they're all actors?
No, because nobody has known except James Marsden.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, all right, looks pretty fun. I'm going to check it out. This week on Viewers News, number one is Florida Man on Netflix.
Oh,
the series. This looks
out.
Really funny. And features Radio Labyrinth guest Adam Murray.
What is it about?
Just a Florida Man.
Okay.
You know how you Google that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just your birthday in Florida Man, and always a crazy headline comes
Pandora's
up.
Box of weirdness.
Either a white guy or a white woman and meth is in the headlines.
It looks really funny. It's on Netflix. It starts this week.
Okay.
It's a views from me.
I'll check it out.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, final season starts this week.
Huzzah.
On Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Everybody's got to watch that.
I haven't watched it since season one, so there's no point in me starting.
Yeah.
I don't dislike it or anything.
We don't need you, Tom.
Yeah.
Maisel doesn't need you.
I don't care. I don't give a shit, man.
And number three, Barry. Final season. Barry.
Yes.
And views.
Views.
Total views.
Not going to watch that crap.
But Barry.
Only the best show.
It's going to be Oz with jokes.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do it now, because he was in a bit of trouble.
A little bit. He directed every episode this season, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Speaking of Jeff, I know you're on Snowfall too. Did you realize that Eamon Joseph, he's the one who directed the last episode of Snowfall?
Oh, he did. After what happened to Jerome, he directed still.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I did not notice that. And you got two left, right?
Yep.
Are you guys caught up on Perry Mason? I'm one episode behind.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched the most recent Perry Mason.
I'm one behind too.
The last one I watched with the scene with the mob guys. Oh my God, we had to beat the shit out.
That was rough.
It was rough because he didn't want to do that. Dude, I gotta tell you, man, that's my favorite like non fantasy weirdo show. You know what I mean? It's just
what's going on with that. What's up with that Nucky Thompson's brother guy? I thought him and Perry Mason were buddies.
Well, he's a freelancer.
Yeah. He's kind of a scumbag. He always
spoil anything because I haven't watched it yet.
They keep showing Della Street's boobs.
I know. The wrong one. I want the actress who plays the teacher who was in that really interesting movie, Babysitter's Club, with John Leguizamo. That movie.
They don't get along much either anymore. You got to watch the most recent one.
Oh, so it didn't last? Their relationship didn't last?
Well, I think she might have done something bad.
To him?
No, she didn't. She didn't do nothing. Don't listen to Jeff. He didn't know what he's talking about.
All right.
You'll see what happens.
Well,
I don't know if she did it or not, though. That's the thing. I kind of leave it up in the air.
Like cut his penis?
No, I don't think she did it, Jeff. I think that's just a red herring.
Yeah, I think maybe the cop did it.
Maybe.
Stop spoiling it.
We're not saying what they did.
Well, you're telling me something happened. All right, Steph picks real quick. Steph already did hers, Royal Crackers, HBO Max. Also, we have another one.
Oh, yeah, and the new AI DJ on Spotify. Have you guys tried it yet?
No.
I did. It's weird.
I liked it.
It's cool, but it's like, it reminds me of like, what was that Tom Cruise movie where they had the precogs?
Minority Report?
Minority Report. How like when you walk into a store, like all of the ads are going to be for you and only you can see them. That's exactly what it seems like. It's like you're a DJ. Like,
oh, it's 100% weird. Yeah, 100%. But I enjoyed it because it is everything that I like. And it's like, hey, we're going to go back to 2006. This was all the stuff that you listened to in the summer of 2006, blah, blah, blah. And then it gives you little facts. Tells you little things about what.
Is this only on Spotify Premium?
Yeah.
How do you get to it? Where do you find it?
It's going to be on your homepage.
I'm on the homepage.
Yeah, go to the homepage, and it should say, if you look down there, it'll say, use the Spotify DJ.
Do I have to, I should probably update the app then.
Yeah.
It's in the newest update, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's right there on the main page, and it'll ask you if you want to do that.
Tell Siri to tell Alexa to open the AI DJ.
I like it because, I have all kinds of music interests. I love everything from...
As a radio professional, I object.
I knew you would.
We're talking about jobs.
You can hear jobs.
It's not like... I wouldn't... He's not a radio personality by any means. He just is playing stuff that, your algorithm shows that you should like. And he plays like all over the genres. Like this morning, I was getting ready and it says, I'm going to kick off your Wednesday morning with a little TV on the radio. A little bit of Santa Gold. Little stuff like that where it's not too hard.
What TV on the radio song was it?
Happy Idiot.
Okay.
I love TV on the radio. I'm so sad they broke up.
They're that guy is such a good
favorite
voice.
Bands. He does. The whole band is so tight. I love him so much.
See it. It says good.
Mine is, my staff pick is old El Paso Fiesta chips.
Oh, yeah.
I recommended hold of them.
Is it a good show?
I saw them on the show at Kroger the other day, so I grabbed a pack, and they're so good.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, they just melt in your mouth.
Yep. I got the queso ones.
Yeah, they're like, Taco Bell, they're cinnamon twists.
Cinnamon twists, because that's what I was going to say.
But they're savory.
Yeah. I want to try the churro ones. They have churro ones also.
Yeah, I saw those. Did you find it, Tim?
Hang on. Let's see if it...
Changing it up. I got some fresh finds from the world of indie music. All first, the latest from Wishpig. This song I'm going to play is her first release on Spotify. And when our editors heard it, they wanted to make sure you did too. It has a kind of bittersweet nostalgia vibe to it, and it just might have you...
Fuck off.
It's Ice Cube is the voice of the AI DJ.
Oh,
that's the same voice.
You like Highway Twin.
It's the same voice I have.
Yeah.
Can't change it?
Not yet.
Ice-T?
Yeah.
Just get used to it. I mean, it's not like he's... That's not crazy.
Actually, he says the most at the beginning when he first starts, and then it's a lot less stuff later. It's just connecting stuff.
Yeah. And then he'll transition you from one genre to another, and he'll tell you why, and he'll be like, oh, and da-da-da.
And it's not always between each song either. Sometimes songs will just go...
Yeah, it'll play like three or four songs, and then it'll say something like, hey, blah, blah, blah. This is something new that you may not have heard that going by your listening history, you might like it.
Hmm. Oh, all right. Well, I don't know. One of the reasons I cultivate my own or curate my own playlists is so I don't have to listen to commercials and stuff. But hey, he's got a hip voice. I'll check him out.
Yeah, there's no commercials. Just give it a try. I would say listen to it for like an hour and tell me if you don't enjoy it. Because it's going to play all the music that you've always played.
Yeah. I don't think you should listen to that today, man. You're in a bad mood. Why don't you try some Partridge Family? That'll cheer you up.
We're not there yet, but I'm sure at some point you'll open and be like, DJ, I'm sad today.
All right. Well, here's Point Me in the Direction to Albuquerque by the Partridge Family. It's a really good hit song. Point Me in the Direction of Albuquerque.
Mark's just going to go, you've already listened to every episode of Last Podcast on the Left, but here's another one.
Yes. Oh, speaking of podcasts, my staff pick this week is Anthony Jeselnik on the Harlan Highway. Dude, I'm so glad you turned me on to that, Jeff. The first one I ever listened to was Bill Burr, and I'm going back and listening. Even if he's by himself, because he just talks and talks, and it's all improv, and it's nutty, and it's fun, and it's nothing real, and I love that.
Yeah, Harlan's hilarious.
Yep. Harlarious.
My staff pick is, I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest a movie. It's an older movie. It's on Prime right now. It's called I Saw the Devil. It's directed by Kim Ji-won. He did that movie, The Last Stand. Same guy. This is a movie he made in, I think, 2009 or 10. An agent for the government who is engaged to a girl. But the girl gets picked up by a serial killer and killed. and the agent kind of drops out of work just to get revenge on the serial killer, and how he does it and what he does to torment him is ridiculous. It's one of the coolest revenge movies I've ever seen, and one of the most vicious serial killer type movies that I've seen. And it's a very cool movie. It's called I Saw the Devil on Prime.
Cool. All right, Steph, what's going on with Burkeville?
Oh, okay. This Saturday, you can come out to the, is it pronounced Chiringa in Alpharetta?
Mm-hmm.
It's Sounds like, right. Yeah, it's like a...
It's a prison?
No. Hey, come out and get shanked at the Chiringa in Alpharetta, because Alpharetta's known for its hardcore prisons. It's downtown Alpharetta, the Chiringa. It's like the square. It's like
Downtown Alpharetta is really nice since they retconned it. They fixed it up.
Yeah, yeah. So this is like their little square, you know, it's like the center of the area or whatever. We're going to be there from 10:30 to 2:30, showing off a lot of dogs, and I'll be there handling something. I don't know what, and I don't know what dog I'll get this time, but we'll see. And so please come on out there from 10:30 to 2:30 if you'd like, or if you can adopt, please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org or foster or anything that you'd like to do. Give us some money. That would be great. And I just want to give a huge shout out to Chris Chandler. Once again, not only did he got his last dog, looks like adopted, and he went ahead and got another dog out of boarding that has been in there who really needed to get out because she was kind of going crazy. So huge thank you to Chris Chandler. He is crushing it. And I never did say this before, but also thanks Tim Allen, because he adopted, him and his wife and kids, they adopted from Gwinnett Jail Dogs like several months ago. I don't know if I mentioned that on here or not, but I thought that was amazing. And lastly, to Marty Johnson, his dog Coop has not been feeling too well. So get better, Coop. I hope you I hope he found this food that Coop can eat, and he's feeling better. Awesome. And Woof.
Woof.
Yeah, keep a canine.
Hey, and before we go, if you're are a fan of the show, we always give a little plug, maybe if you have your own little thing going. And so far, we just have Roby Neely right now chatting with Daddy on YouTube. Check it out. A new episode dropped this week. So,
Roby wanted me to pitch The Night Agent to you guys on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Mac, slow your roll. You don't get to.
I haven't watched it yet, so I can't say anything, but he says it's really good.
And what's it called again?
The Night Agent.
The Night Agent. Okay.
I trust him. He's a Snowfall fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always free to give us recommendations on social media, and if one of us happens to catch it, we can post it in our show notes and mention it on the show. Or you know what? If you're a Patreon member, post it on the Patreon page. How about that?
We ran out of it.
It's true, though. So many things come out, you don't even want to try them because there's too many things. And you,
yeah.
So, but you, it's like we need recommendations sometimes.
Why, when you go into the grocery store, they recommend a new bag of chips or something.
And
I'm here to get plain Utz chips. Get out of my fucking way. All right. Thank you guys very much. What a fun show. You guys kick ass. Steph, I'm glad you're feeling better. And I guess until next week, please remember to keep
it.
And then.